Fear.
It's 6 o'clock and time for the news headlines. Donald Trump's tariffs deliver shockwaves to the world economy, and Austria imposes an entry ban on the Bosnian Serb separatist leader. Here's Rosie Waits with the FM Fear News.
Thanks, Emily. U.S. stock markets have fallen sharply following President Donald Trump's announcement of far-reaching import duties on goods going into the U.S. The European Union will have to pay tariffs of 20%. The French President Emmanuel Macron said this would have a massive impact on Europe's economy, but that Americans would also end up poorer. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The size and scope of the new tariffs caught many investors by surprise. Stock markets around the world sank, a flashing red warning sign of the economic fallout that's expected to result from the president's widening trade war. Starting this weekend, the U.S. will impose a minimum 10% tariff on nearly all imports, with much higher levies to follow next week on goods from dozens of countries around the world. The import taxes amount to a nearly nine-fold increase in tariffs the U.S. had been charging last year. Much of that cost will be borne by U.S. businesses and consumers. The tariffs are expected to lead to higher prices and slower economic growth. Factories and farmers could also suffer as global trading partners retaliate with tariffs of their own on U.S. exports.
The U.S. Secretary of State has urged a meeting of NATO foreign ministers to commit to spending 5% of GDP on defense. But Marco Rubio sought to reassure member states that the U.S. was not turning its back on the alliance, saying President Trump had made it clear he supports NATO. The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said the U.S. has no plans to withdraw its military presence in Europe. A decision by Hungary to leave the International Criminal Court has been praised by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a controversial visit to Budapest. Netanyahu is wanted by the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes in Gaza. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has made it clear he won't comply, calling the warrant completely unacceptable. Speaking in Budapest, Netanyahu had this to say.
You've just taken a bold and principled position on the ICC, and I thank you, Victor. It's important to stand up to this corrupt organization that has equated a democracy that is challenged for its very existence by the most horrific terroristic powers on earth. But the ICC directs its actions against us, fighting a just war with just means.
Austria's Foreign Minister Beate Meinl-Reisinger of the NEOS has said Austria and Germany are imposing entry bans on the Bosnian Serb separatist leader Milorad Dodik and his two closest aides. Meinl-Reisinger said Austria and Germany are taking action in close coordination with other European partners after Dodik left Bosnia and fled to Russia. Tomorrow's weather, warm and mainly sunny, especially in the west. The south and east will have a bit of cloud. Top temperatures ranging from 15 to 22 degrees.
Thank you, Rosie.
There's a two-letter word that we hear everywhere.
Okay.
FM Fear.
Philipp Emberger.
Hey, Baswein.
Back at it again. Okay, FM Fear here for you on this Thursday afternoon, the 3rd of April. Can you believe it? The year is flying by.
Ja, das sind nur noch 12 minus 4... 9 months to go.
We're not paid to do math. We're here to give you the news, the stories, the flavor of the day, and a little bit of music.
Music!
Just like this one. This is Last Night from The Strokes.
Baby, I feel so down, and I
Don't be afraid, baby. It's only FM Fear.
Somehow I stayed alive through the years. Leave the town that you call home. I need the world to make me feel alone. Leave the people you greet on the street. Leave the things that make you feel complete. Tell me your name. Tell me your name. Tell me your
Ungarn will aus dem Internationalen Strafgerichtshof austreten. Diese Nachricht kommt heute, nachdem der israelische Premierminister Benjamin Netanyahu heute Morgen in Ungarn angekommen ist.
Yeah, this is Netanyahu's first trip to Europe since the International Criminal Court, the ICC, issued an arrest warrant against him last November for the Israeli army's actions in the Gaza war. Immediately after the arrest warrant was issued, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sent out an invitation to Netanyahu. Steve Curley has more on the visit today and Hungary's potential pullouts from the ICC.
Walking side by side in Budapest today, Hungary's Prime Minister and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Despite there being an international arrest warrant issued by the ICC for Mr. Netanyahu,
rather than arresting Mr. Netanyahu when he arrived, in fact, at 3:30 this morning, Mr. Netanyahu was greeted with full military honours. The Hungarian defence minister was there. The red carpet was very definitely rolled out.
Nick Thorpe is our Budapest correspondent.
So I suppose it's logical that 5 or 6 hours later that Hungary would announce that it's withdrawing from the ICC. This has been rumoured for some days.
And that Hungarian withdrawal announcement from the ICC, why pull out now? And why invite Mr. Netanyahu in the first place with that arrest warrant hanging over him?
The Hungarian government has a difficult relationship with international courts itself. It's often been condemned by the European Court of Justice, for example, by the European Court of Human Rights. Mr. Orbán's made no secret of his dislike for international courts, which he feels infringe on Hungary's or other countries' sovereignty. But it's very symbolic, and of course it's been warmly welcomed by Israel.
Any negative reaction to all of this from within Hungary?
Obviously, from an opposition point of view, Hungary once again stepping outside international legal obligations and so on is uncomfortable. But any criticism of Israel is historically muffled in Hungary. Often, Mr. Orbán and the Fidesz government's strongest critics from the liberal side often have a Jewish cultural background themselves. So very little criticism of Israel ever, and a very muted reaction to this.
And why is Mr. Netanyahu in Hungary in the first place? I mean, it's risky. His plane can't make any diversions. And if so, he does risk arrest.
He does, although several countries, including the Czech Republic, including Romania, have said they wouldn't arrest him. It is interesting that he even has to plot the flight path of his planes just in case he had to make an emergency landing somewhere. It's not clear to me yet the flight path between Tel Aviv and Budapest. But again, he does remain, for much of the world, an international pariah.
Okay, FM4.
I'm gonna tell you what I really feel. Everybody has something deep inside, like a thirst that won't go away. You want the love, you want success. So make some room in your heart and throw your ego away. Cause right now, everybody speaks so loud. You don't have time to think, to process. And our dreams, they need space. Tout le monde est fou. Moi, je suis folle. toi.
Frage. Mhm. Was ist das meistverkaufte Videospiel aller Zeiten? Kurze Nachdenkzeit. 1, 2, 3.
Minecraft.
Das Game im pixeligen Klötzchen-Look mit Schweinen und Creepern und Zombies und Schafen, die man auch alle farmen kann. Let me put it that way.
Okay. Yes, an incredible 200 million people play Minecraft every month. Now, the game has been around for 15 years already, so I think it's pretty safe to say that it is a really, really, really big IP.
Ja, und was machen wir aus so großen IPs und so großen Marken derzeit
popkulturell?
Ja, genau. Es wird alles rausgepresst, was geht, und das ist jetzt auch im Fall Minecraft so. Das Game hat jetzt nämlich einen eigenen Film spendiert bekommen. Ein Minecraft-Film heißt ja ganz simpel. Jason Momoa und Jack Black sind da unter anderem mit dabei.
FMV's Games Expert Rainer Siegel now is going to take a closer look at this here Minecraft phenomenon.
Im Frühjahr 2009 stellt der schwedische Spieleentwickler Markus Persson, online bekannt als Notch, eine erste Alpha-Version seines neuen Spiels ins Netz. Es ist ein kleines, auch für damalige Verhältnisse grafisch minimalistisches Spiel, in dem man aus der Ich-Perspektive in einer Welt voller bunter Klötzchen Löcher gräbt und alles Mögliche bauen kann. Der Name des Spiels? Minecraft. Das Spiel wird zum Indie-Bestseller, der das Interesse von Microsoft weckt. 2014 kauft der IT-Konzern das Studio und die Rechte am Spiel um sagenhafte 2,5 Milliarden US-Dollar. Diese Investition lohnt sich. 10 Jahre später ist Minecraft das meistverkaufte Spiel aller Zeiten. Über 300 Millionen Exemplare wurden verkauft. Die kostenlose China Edition wurde unglaubliche 700 Millionen Mal heruntergeladen.
Let's go to a place where everything is made of blocks. Where the only limit is your imagination.
Für diesen Erfolg gibt es viele Gründe. Die charakteristisch simple Grafik, die auch auf schwachen Rechnern und Mobilgeräten gut lauffähig ist, gehört dazu. Das Gameplay lässt große Freiheiten. Minecraft-SpielerInnen können sich kreativ verwirklichen und auch gemeinsam an Projekten bauen. Minecraft hat den zugleich stattfindenden Aufstieg von YouTube-Celebrities wie MrBeast oder Gronkh ermöglicht und umgekehrt.
Hallöchen, Popöchen, und da sind wir auch wieder. Schon wieder geht's los mit Minecraft.
Sein Fokus auf Kreativität hat das Spiel auch für viele Eltern zu jenem Game gemacht, das sie ihren Kindern erlauben wollen. Immerhin wird die kostenlose Version Minecraft Education auch von Bildungseinrichtungen und Schulen verwendet. Und dann sind da natürlich noch eine endlose Reihe von Spin-offs und Merchandise-Artikeln. Von T-Shirts, Büchern, Romanen, Stofftieren bis hin zu Playmobil- und Lego-Editionen. Minecraft hat hunderte Millionen Menschen glücklich gemacht, ausgerechnet seinen Schöpfer Markus Persson aber nicht. Den Neomilliardär, der von Stockholm in eine 70 Millionen Dollar Villa in Beverly Hills übersiedelt ist, plagen Depressionen und Selbstzweifel. Auf Social Media hat Notch mit sexistischen und rassistischen Aussagen für Befremden gesorgt und sich sogar als Unterstützer rechtsextremer Verschwörungstheorien geoutet. Zu Microsofts Feiern anlässlich des 10-jährigen Jubiläums seines Spiels wurde Persson deshalb nicht einmal mehr eingeladen. Egal, Minecraft ist größer als sein Schöpfer. Ohne Übertreibung, es ist das größte Spiel des Planeten.
Might just turn around, do 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. It's the devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it. Yeah, okay, cool as fall weather. Fuck the bullshit, I'm here to make it all better with a little music for you. I don't do enough for you. Without you, it's the color blue. Oh, don't trip. I was in the city, they was talking that shit. Had the homies with me, all of a sudden they split. We ain't even worried, we just laughing, that's rich. You know how it goes, it ain't broke, don't fix. Hey, one of these days we'll all get by. Don't be afraid, don't fall. Think I lost my mind. Reality so hard to find. When the devil trying to call your line, shit, I always shine. Even when it light dim. No, I ain't God, but I'm feeling just like him. Oh, don't trip. See, I was in the whip riding me and my bitch. We was listening to us, no one else, that's it. It's a flex, just a bit. Let me talk my shit, say my head got bit. Yeah, well, this mad world made me crazy. Might just turn around. I'm the 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. It's the devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it. Might just turn around, do 180. I ain't politicking, I ain't kissing no baby. It's the devil on my doorstep being so shady. Don't trip, we don't gotta let him in. Don't trip. Hey, yeah. I let it go, but I never go with it.
You Sind wir schon da?
Noch nicht.
Sind wir schon da?
Noch nicht.
Sind wir jetzt schon da?
Noch nicht. Ja,
ja!
Wir sind da! Freu dich wie ein Kind auf Top-Beratung, über 200.000 Artikel und dauerhaft günstige Preise bei Hornbach.
Wer schön sein will, kann jetzt sparen. Und zwar bei den Müller Beauty Days. Da gibt's viele tolle Angebote für alle.
Jetzt 20% auf Parfümerie und Naturkosmetik sparen und mit Coupon in der Müller App sogar 25% genießen. Nur von 3. bis 5. April in allen Filialen und auf müller.at. Müller.
Mediamarkt feiert 35 Jahre mit den Alles-Gute-Deals. Zum Beispiel mit dem Philips EP3347 Latte-Go Kaffeevollautomat. Mit Farbtouch-Display für Lieblingskaffeespezialitäten im Handumdrehen. Mit leicht zu reinigendem Milchsystem ohne Schläuche um nur 469 Euro. Let's go, Mediamarkt.
Konstantin Film präsentiert Jude Law, Anna de Armas, Vanessa Kirby, Daniel Brühl, Sidney Sweeney und Felix Kammerer.
Wir haben hier die Einsamkeit gesucht und jetzt haben wir diese Familie am Hals.
Nach der wahren Geschichte um 8 Galapagos-Aussteiger.
Er versucht uns von dieser Insel zu vertreiben.
Ich will, dass sie meine Insel verlassen.
Eden, jetzt nur im Kino.
Wahrheit existiert. Die Erde dreht sich um die Sonne. Ein Mensch kann ohne Herz nicht leben. So ist es eben. Wahrheit existiert. Da will ich hin.
Hol mich hier raus, Falter. Jetzt abonnieren. abo.falter.at.
Nur ein heißer Euro. Tippe jetzt auf zum Beispiel 2 oder 3 Zahlen der nächsten Lottoziehung und kassiere mit TopTip heiße Gewinne. Und bis 6. April sogar um 50% mehr auf alle Geldgewinne. Jetzt spielen. TopTip, der andere Lottotipp. Renault.
16 Millionen Menschen haben sich seit 1990 für einen Renault Clio entschieden. Das entspricht fast der doppelten Einwohnerzahl Österreichs. Kein Zufall, dass sich so viele immer wieder für ihn entscheiden. Entdecken Sie den Renault Clio Full Hybrid E-Tech mit 143 PS und 900 Kilometer Reichweite ohne Aufladung. Jetzt als Benziner ab 14.990 Euro inklusive Finanzierung und Versicherung.
Heute ist Woman Day in den Designer-Outlets Pandorf und Salzburg. Mit nochmals minus 20% extra Rabatt auf den Outlet-Preis und viele extra Angebote. Heute Woman Day in den Designer-Outlets Pandorf und Salzburg. Spare mit Stil und shoppe mit Spaß mit 20% extra Rabatt.
Männer sind herzlich willkommen.
Renault.
Jetzt mit dem Renault Frühjahrscheck inklusive Räderwechsel den Frühling begrüßen und mit dem Klimaservice für angenehm frische Luft sorgen. Bei Ihrem Renault-Partner.
Okay, FM4.
I just wanna make you feel okay.
Two, three.
It's all about
we say.
And Andrew Tate. That's a name we hear every so often, more often of late. Andrew Tate, in case you haven't heard that name before, is essentially one of the most prolific advocates, influencers in the manosphere, the broadly speaking sort of misogynistic side of the internet. His content has been reaching young men and boys since 2022, when he developed a cult following on TikTok.
Ja, und damit hat auch einigen Einfluss auf Männer. Sie schauen seine Videos, radikalisieren sich vielleicht auch dadurch und sind dann aber letztendlich auch gewalttätig gegenüber Frauen.
A new study has been put together to look at the attitudes amongst a small group of boys in Northern Ireland, particularly looking at their attitudes towards mental health and researching on the role of social connection to protect mental health. Steve Crilly has more on it.
Andrew Tate.
If you want to talk to me anymore, you're going to have to get some money out of your pocket.
He's gained widespread influence with millions of men and boys. But the harm his misogynistic messaging has on boys has been highlighted in the Netflix drama Adolescence. A young boy is accused of murdering a girl from his school.
You do not control what I do in my life!
Dr. Amanda Morse from Queen's University Belfast has worked with 30 boys, teenagers, in Belfast. And in interviews that she carried out with them, Andrew Tate's name came up constantly.
It was really surprising how broadly popular he was.
And there was some interesting responses from those teenage boys to Andrew Tate.
Of the 30 young men that I spoke with 27, most of them felt positively or had more mixed responses.
Mixed responses, such as?
So they would like his mental health advice, they would like his financial advice, but they would also express their discomfort with some of the things that he would say about women.
So why are these young men still so drawn to his messaging?
He talks about being financially free, the strong mind and the strong body. And those things aren't bad, but he uses them as a vehicle to then promote other more dangerous messages, like about misogyny or the way that there's only one way to be a man or there's only one right kind of man. And that's just not true. There's a whole range of ways that you can be a productive member of your family and your society.
And the role of youth workers came up in conversations.
Even though they really liked his messages, when they talked about the way that they wanted their own lives to look, they would often name their youth workers and say, well, you know, I really like him. Like, he has us round to his house for dinner. He plays football with us at the weekend. I want to be like him.
So an answer to counteract the Andrew Tates, more investment in youth workers and youth clubs?
One of the most common answers that I got, there should be more youth workers because youth clubs, those are places where they felt safe and heard and supported, and that they both helped their mental health and also reduced violence in their communities.
recognize that, huh, this is special. Maybe we should all just get along with each other and put away our problems. But whatever it is, we just need to forget about everything. Just have a good time here tonight. It's really that simple.
Whatever from Villa Prana. It's definitely not whatever what we do here, is it, Philipp Bamberger?
Nein.
All very important and very necessary and very good.
Absolut. Und es wird es noch besser, denn Lisa Schneider ist hier bei uns im Studio, die jetzt dann gleich das
Mikrofon. Hello.
Übernehmen wir im FM4 Soundpark, es ist Donnerstag.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Thursday. What's happening?
Erstes Soundpark mit Sonne, gell? Möchte ich nur sagen.
Ich halte es nicht aus, es ist hell draußen. Mein ganzes Gehirn, mein ganzer Organismus ist verwirrt.
Ist es ein anderer Mood dann im Soundpark?
100%ig. Es ist nur mein Party-Mode.
So, ja, okay,
komplett. Heute wieder ihre Soundpark. Wir machen so arge Premierenfeier. Ich habe für euch neue Lieder von Jasmo, Scofi, Endless Wellness, Andermords, Philipp.
Alles?
A new one, we can add to the rotation.
Alles Lieder, die man super gut wahrscheinlich draußen im Park hören kann, oder? Wenn
genau
man mit
so ist es. Genau so ist es. Es wird der totale Frühlings-Soundpark heute.
Oh, wonderful. So, if you want to get in the mood for the Thursday Soundpark Spring Feeling, then stick around. Lisa Schneider coming up at 7 p.m. And we'll be back here tomorrow. See ya.
I pour the flame, it burnt me out. I've seen so clear, but I've never seen it twice. Maybe they're right. Can you give me something I can grasp? In the dark of days, I might just lose my mind. Anytime. Salt in a wound, October and June, the last thing I would choose is to fail you. I wish I
side.
Yo!
The saga continues.
Also passt auf, FM4.
Zwei Deutsche, ein Radiosender und zero Zurückhaltung.
Na, ganz ehrlich, da stimmt doch was nicht.
Was ist mit den Leuten los?
Sei dabei, wenn Olli eine Tüte Chips öffnet.
So, Song 3, wir holen die Knabbersachen raus.
Und Jan sein drittes Auge.
Ich finde einfach, du öffnest dich immer an den falschen Stellen.
Demnächst.
Wie Arnold Schwarzenegger sagt, it's an Action-Movie for the whole family.
Böhmermann.
What?
Schulz.
Was?
Song Contest.
Balla, balla.
The Eurovision Song Contest. Live. Kommentiert von Jan Böhmermann und Olli Schulz.
Das ist ein High-Risk-Act. Ist wirklich ein Drahtseilakt, den Österreich da wagt.
Like, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Nur auf FM4.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to fuck with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you living a life, but nigga, you ain't living right. Cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way. Like, every time that I speak, a diamond and a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Now I can't leave, and now I'm making hella Italy. Never want the niggas that's in my league. I wanna fuck the ones I envy. I envy cocaine and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, only you to sin. If you've been in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want.
I'm
Sam Fender. Der ist auch ganz gut live.
FM4.
Es ist 19 Uhr, hier sind die Schlagzeilen. Ökonomen rechnen mit Wirtschaftsabschwung wegen US-Zöllen und Ungarn verlässt den internationalen Strafgerichtshof. Hier ist Rosie Waits mit den FM4 News. Hi Rosie.
Hi Lisa, thank you. Stock markets around the world have fallen sharply in response to President Donald Trump's announcement of far-reaching import duties on goods going into the US. Investors fear the tariffs will hit growth and drive up inflation worldwide. The European Union will have to pay tariffs of 20%. The French President Emmanuel Macron said this would have a massive impact on Europe's economy, but that Americans would also end up poorer. Austria's economy minister Wolfgang Hatmansdorf of the ÖVP said the EU must present a united front and force Trump to negotiate the tariffs down.
Wenn die EU jetzt entschlossen, hart und vereint reagiert, wird es möglich sein, die USA auf den Verhandlungstisch auch zu zwingen. Donald Trump ist Unternehmer, Donald Trump ist ein sogenannter Dealmaker und es geht darum, jetzt einen guten Deal für Europa auch zu verhandeln.
Hungary's decision to leave the International Criminal Court has been praised by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a controversial visit to Budapest. Netanyahu is wanted by the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes in Gaza. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has made it clear he won't comply with the ICC, calling the warrant completely unacceptable. Civil defense staff in Gaza say an Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced people east of Gaza City has killed at least 25 people. The Israeli military is stepping up a ground offensive aimed at cutting access between the southern cities of Rafah and Khan Yunis. The BBC's Yolande Nell reports.
The Israeli government has talked about dissecting the strip to put pressure on Hamas to free the remaining hostages that it's holding. What we've seen over the past few hours is more of this intense bombardment, both in the south of the strip, also in Gaza City as well. And the latest figures that have come out for the past 24 hours from the Hamas-run Ministry of Health in Gaza talk about 100 people having been killed.
And Austria's Interior Ministry has announced the temporary closure of 23 border crossings from Saturday due to an outbreak of foot and mouth disease in cows in Slovakia. Two border crossings in Lower Austria will be closed and 21 in Burgenland. Farms in Burgenland will also be monitored for the virus. Tomorrow's weather, warm and mainly sunny, especially in the west. The south and east will have a bit of cloud. Top temperatures ranging from 15 to 22 degrees.
Danke dir, Rosie.
FM4 Soundpark.
Wir haben Produzenten vom Bodensee bis zum Neusiedler See.
Frische Musik aus Österreich mit Lisa Schneider.
Hoffentlich hattet ihr eine gute Woche bis jetzt. In any case machen wir uns jetzt gemeinsam den bestmöglichen Musikabend mit frischer Homegrown-Musik, aber auch mit guten, guten alten Freundinnen. Ach, so haben wir schon viel zu lange nicht mehr begonnen. Dabei stimmt's ja eh. Amore und so. Für immer.
Mit meiner Cousine schlafen, obwohl ich gerne würde, aber ich trau mich nicht. Ich kann sicher nicht mit meiner Cousine reden, obwohl ich gerne würde, aber ich trau mich nicht. Tante Ceccarelli hat in Bologna Amore gemacht. Amore, meine Stadt, Tante Ceccarelli.
Ich kann sicher nicht mit meiner Cousine leben, obwohl ich gerne